English singer-songwriter Beth Orton got her start in electronica. She became the darling of the club remix set.
Wanna keep your dream alive. Gonna keep it with mine.
But with her latest album, she's decided to pare down and go all analog. She spoke about her new record, Comfort of Strangers, with music critic Christian Bordahl.
Beth Orton didn't start out wanting to be a singer. She had youthful fantasies of being a nurse, a ballerina. And then at the age of 19, she stumbled into an acting job.
I was a waitress and I told someone I'd love to act and they were like, oh, there's a play and you should go and audition for it. So I did and I got the part and I ended up touring Russia with this very experimental kind of theatre company. I suppose they were like the jazz improvisation of the acting world. Well, it was during this that I found out I could sing. And a producer called William Orbit came to see one of the plays and he became very sort of enamoured with me. And
the rest, as they say. William Orbit is a well-known English dance club remixer and pop electronica composer. Singing and writing with him led to gigs with other electronica types, like the Chemical Brothers. As a result, her solo records so far have exhibited an appealing tug of war between Beth's natural folky instincts and the electronic production techniques of her collaborators.
I know the stars that shine on me are brighter than your eyes may ever be. I know there's an answer to your.
On her latest release, Comfort of Strangers, Orton finally rebelled against any electronic touch. She told me the songs are recorded mostly live in one or two takes to analog tape. No crazy digital editing, no programming, sequencing, drum loops. In short, none of the stuff that everyone else is into now.
Just a comfort of stranger.
I've always felt that if I could make a record with just voice and guitar, then I'm the real thing. Then it's real. And until I can do that, then I'm not a master of my craft or something like that. I don't know. And anyways, but I never have done that. And I think when I started writing these songs, I thought, oh my gosh, these could be the songs that make up that record.
To hear Orton tell it, it sounds like her career has come very easily. But like all of us, she's had her private trials and tribulations, some of which appear, obliquely, in her lyrics. I asked her about one song in particular on the new album, called Safe in Your Arms.
Home is where the heartbreak wraps cold around my bones. Forgives me if I promise to forget what I have known.
Well, I have to be honest, home has not been such an easy place to be, and I don't want to complain. Please don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I love my job, right? But part of that is to go away a lot and to be forever coming back and starting again and starting again and rootless. It's very rootless. Home is where the heart is and all that, and sometimes I suppose I feel like the heart has been taken out of my home.
From fear, but now you're right back here, safe in my arms, my dear.
Maybe one reason she's worked so well with electronica composers is her quality of cool. Even with real instruments and analog tape, Beth Orton's music has a calm, flowing beauty. And though her words may reflect bittersweetly on relationships and the vicissitudes of life, it's the serene balance, even optimism, of her voice that lulls you gently when she sings.
My love's a star, you only
That's independent music critic Christian Bordahl reviewing Beth Orton's new album, Comfort of Strangers.
People always catching names too late. And we're all sorry, there's no time to.